Welcome back to the show. My name is Michael Lin, and this is the MongoDB podcast. Today, we've got another MongoDB community creator spotlight, and I'm so thrilled to welcome Chris Delaway to the podcast. 2023's William Zola Award winner and community champion. Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Hi, Michael. Great to be here. My name's Chris Delaway. I work currently as a MongoDB consulting engineer with Delbridge Solutions, MongoDB partner organization. Previously, I've been working as in the DevOps space and kind of DBA roles around the Waterloo region in Canada. So some of the tech companies around here. So all my MongoDB experience, I kind of started with MongoDB in 2016 and have kind of been working with that database technology since then. And I became kind of dual certified in 2017 with the DBA associate and the developer associate exams, and this kind of, you know, the beginning of my journey with MongoDB, and kind of haven't looked back since.
That's great. So I'm curious, like, you do a lot for the community. I see in the forums, I see in Stack Overflow, and in all of the spaces where people end up asking questions about MongoDB, you're always willing to help folks. And well, first of all, thanks for that. Thanks for your work in the community. Why, Chris? Why are you so active in the MongoDB community?
It's one of those areas where, you know, I have quite a lot of knowledge, and I'm able to answer questions in there. It's a nice thing to be able to do. Over the years, I've used other such forums, and they've benefited me. And what I've been trying to achieve. So this is, you know, it's kind of a way of giving back to the community. And, you know, it's, I also find it a good way to sometimes exercise the knowledge that I have and also learn new things as well. There's, you know, sometimes questions come up there that might not immediately know the answer for. So it's like a little research project and being able to go and learn something new as well, and then share those answers back with the community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been recognized as a leader in the community, not only by the champion title, being invited to the champions program, but also as the winner of the 2023 William Zola Award. So William Zola was a lead technical services engineer for MongoDB. He passed away unexpectedly in 2014. Very sad. And he was just unwavering in his commitment to helping out the community and answering questions and just being available for folks. There's more information on the link in the show notes. You can find more information about William Zola and the award. But I think it's a beautiful thing that MongoDB named the award in his honor. And I think, you know, the work that you do is very similar to the passion that William Zola had for helping others. So it's a wonderful thing. But what was it like leading up to that and receiving that as an award?
It's like, to be honest, it was completely unexpected. When I got told that I was going to receive that award, I was fairly amazed. It really came out of the blue for me. So, you know, some of the feedback and quotes that were given from, you know, some of my peers in the community group, community champions, and from forums group. Really validates what you're doing. Sometimes you think, you're helping people out, but also it's like, is it a useful use of time? And these things give that boost, and it validates what you're doing. Complete honor. And you know, knowing some of the previous recipients of the award, I feel in pretty esteemed company.
Yeah, for sure. So it takes a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience to get to that point and to be able to help so many people to be recognized in this way. How did you get started with MongoDB?
There's a company in Wolud, Dejiro. They were looking for someone to come along and do some work on Docker and MongoDB, both of which I had either very little or no experience with. So they liked me. I started with them and picked up these technologies when I started with them. So a lot of reading for me from the get go. So reading white papers, reading manuals, and then getting the hands dirty and creating things, facing all the problems and finding answers myself, and then sometimes reaching out to those communities and getting answers as well.
Yeah.
A lot of self-taught from me. And then, particularly in the first six to 12 months, and then head on the MongoDB University and the certification path, just to again validate that knowledge and go through more of the MongoDB training side of things and get their knowledge that way. Mm.
Interesting that you've, sorry to interrupt, but it's interesting that you mentioned MongoDB University, because you've actually you've actually not only consumed the work of the university team, but you're actually adding back to that. Do you want to talk about your work in that space?
Yeah, so recently the certification team has reached out for some subject matter experts for a couple of new qualifications, certifications, and I've been helping out with the Associate Atlas Administrator exam. So we've been helping define that program and create questions and do technical reviews of those questions and group reviews of those questions. So we have a wide, technically valid questions, and we're working with a wider team of subject matter experts, both from within MongoDB and from the community, and all around the world. So we've got a full kind of international contribution to it, very wide range of experience as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's always great to have multiple perspectives, especially from an international perspective. So if you're listening to this and you're studying up and reading some of the practice questions, I guess you've got Chris to blame for the difficulty level. So you've worked with MongoDB since the early days, and MongoDB has always been known for its rapid development cycle, always adding features. Can you talk about some of the features that you were most delighted to see, some of the features that you thought really changed the platform the most?
Seeing I have been with it for quite a long time, I think one of the biggest game changers was Atlas, Atlas developer platform. So, since I started with it, it was one of those new things. Nowadays, it's the primary way to consume MongoDB.
So when it came out, it was announced at a MongoDB World. And I was a solutions architect at the time, and I had labored month after month preparing a demo and a talk on my own MongoDB as a service platform. I had no clue. So I stood up on stage and presented my MongoDB as a service. I even did some great graphic work on a kind of a vending machine with MongoDB leaves at the bottom. So it was quite a shock to see Atlas launched, and I felt really out of the loop. But Atlas has definitely changed the game. I remember thinking early on, like, wow, is this really going to work? Like, are people going to want to go to the cloud? But now it's where people start.
Yeah, it's really me. Yeah, just they're having their free tier and being able to kind of just start up straight away, and minutes later, you've got your cluster ready to go. It's a really, really quick way to get started. And then, features upon features coming in. some of the, you know, like I really was glad to see the stream processing mm-hmm. added recently as well.
It's filled out. I mean, it's become a developer data platform. And I don't think a lot of folks, even in the MongoDB community, know the depth. How have you stayed current in some of the things that are not just the core database?
So it's being part of the Champions and Creators program. It's very good in that sometimes we will get early product preview from product managers and such. So and that's a really good way for us to stay current with some of the upcoming features and products that are coming out. So being able to join up and be on those is very beneficial, and being able to keep up with what's coming and being able to try those features out, you know, just be able to turn them on Atlas and try them out. When those questions come around to the forums, you know, be able to sometimes pick those up and go and explore those features that may not have gone quite in depth with previously.
Well, what was formerly known as Stitch has become Atlas Application Services, kind of functions as a services or functions as a service. Have you done much with that?
I have not done a lot with it. Just very kind of on the surface, creating, you know, working with the triggers mainly, and that kind of functionality. Nothing in depth on the Realm side. More of that core Atlas and core MongoDB features.
So as part of the MongoDB community, it's inevitable that you either attend or even start a MongoDB user group. And I think you had a hand in starting the Toronto MongoDB user group. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Last year, we started up the Toronto MongoDB users group, and we had our first couple of meetups. And we are having our next one in just over a week's time.
Hmm. Yeah. I've started one and I ran the Philadelphia MongoDB user group. It's quite a lot of work. There's quite a lot that goes into planning and ensuring that the content is consumable and enjoyable for users. How much time do you spend on that?
I spend quite a bit of time leading up to the event, getting those. You know, getting the content organized, and just those little logistics that right before the event. But it's definitely an extension of, you know, extending me beyond some of my comfort zone previously. So it's another kind of benefit of being in the community and being kind of taking on this leadership role is get into this area where I'm pushing some of the boundaries, and this is, you know, organizing a mug is one of them for me. So it's fairly, like, we've got a fairly large group, so it's quite rewarding to see, you know, you've got a room packed full of people listening to some good content from a presenter, and the feedback you get back from it afterwards is really great as well.
Yeah, that's great. I always try to make them fun and make sure that folks leave with something, well, other than swag. I'm trying to make sure that swag is available. But I want folks that take the time to come to a user group meeting to feel like they walk away better with some great information. How do you do that? How do you ensure that the content is really usable and interesting?
Well, we're still a really new group, so I'm feeling out what the participants, through our feedback, you know, what the participants are really interested in seeing in the next set of content. So, you know, having that active participation back from the attendees to kind of craft the future presentations to, mm-hmm. you know, so really people are getting what they want out of it. And then it's a lot of great network opportunities at the events as well. So that was an unexpected. I think it was unexpected to me how much people value that.
Mm. Yeah, Yeah, I love going to, as much as I love running them, I love going to user group meetings, and it's remarkable the people you meet, folks that are really invested in, you know, the technology at the user group, so much so that, you know, they take the time out to attend and sometimes even give back through a presentation. Speaking of that, we'll be in New York City on March 27th. If you're near the heart of Manhattan, would love for you to come to the MongoDB user group, the MongoDB headquarters. It's going to be some great presentations. I know we've got Ben Perlmutter. He's going to talk to the user group participants in New York about the MongoDB AI chatbot framework. So it's a framework that's been put together and actually runs in production today. It is the basis for what you interact with when you go to the MongoDB docs page and ask questions. So we're going to have a live demo of that from Ben March 27th. There's a link in the show notes for more information on that. So hope to see you there. What do you see in the future for the MongoDB community?
What I see is it growing and growing really fast. That's what I see. The input from the developer relations team and the growth of the MongoDB user groups around the place. I just think the community is going to get bigger and it's going to go from strength to strength. That's kind of really what I'm seeing at the moment.
So beyond MongoDB user groups, there are plenty of opportunities to attend MongoDB events. And our biggest series these days is the MongoDB.local series, which is a global event. We take it around the world. We have MongoDB.local New York City coming up. We'll be running the podcast from there. And I'm hoping you'll be there. Is that the case?
Yes, I'm definitely going to be there, Mike.
Fantastic.
We've got it'll be put up by MongoDB, and I'll be down in New York to attend the event. And yeah, if things line properly, then we'll be having a chat there as well.
Yeah, would love to sit down and check in, get an update from you. So the dot local series, as we mentioned, is global. Will you be going to any other dot locals, and what will you be doing there?
April 17th, we've got the Toronto.local coming up. I'll be attending that. Aside from, I'll probably be hanging out at the community booth, but I have been invited to help out with the hands-on lab with the developer relation teams and Joel with the creating compelling search experiences. Help out and see some folk there.
Yeah, fantastic. So diving into search, have you done much with Atlas Search?
I have not done a lot with it. I have done enough. I definitely have some hands-on experience with it myself, but it's not something I'm using day-to-day at the moment.
Yeah, so some prep work before that hands-on. I love that, though. I love agreeing to do a talk at a conference in the future and knowing I've got some work to do.
Yeah. It's one of those things. This is what I'm talking about when you're doing these community things. It's sometimes we get to pick up these products and areas that we may not have touched for a while and refresh and relearn and being able to feed that back to the community.
Well, Chris, it's been a great conversation. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to chat with me and the listeners and share your experience. Congratulations once again on the William Zola Award. Well-deserved. And I just want to say thank you for all the work you do in the MongoDB community. Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
We've got our Toronto MongoDB users group coming up. It's maybe filled up by the time this goes to air, but if it's not, it's March 26th, so the day before the New York one. But we've got a talk about unpacking the generative AI, and we've got another lightning talk about MongoDB drivers. So. If you're in Toronto March 26th and there's a storeroom, then sign up and come along.
Yeah, so we'll have a link in the show notes to that and all of the other things that we talked about, so many topics So make sure you check out the show notes. Chris Deloy, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Michael.